So let's do a little coming in, coming home, gathering around in our mind. And you are welcome to sit on the floor in the front or in the chairs, or if you want to move forward, whatever you'd like, you can bring your chairs closer. So eyes closed, nice big breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. And again, inhale, exhale, and one more, inhale, and then just let your face soften, your neck and your shoulders, and I invite you to just turn your palms up on your lap so that your palm chakras are open, and you may notice a little pulsation there because there's quite a bit of energy in the room. So just give yourself the opportunity to feel that. And as you become more quiet inside, you may notice that you also become more open. And you can begin to integrate everything that you've taken in today in parts and pieces that fit for you. And as you feel the energy of the room shift, morph, change, and engulf you with love, the love that Spirit has for all of us on this side of the veil and that side of the veil, just let the opening take you into a place of deep peace.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps aside, and it is his design to allow the window that is here to have me step through it, and not to filter what is said, but at the same time, his higher self is to check the integrity. Therefore, the agreement that we have always had would be that he stays consciously there with the ability to be able to discuss a channeling after the fact. That his higher self, which is what he trusts, would be the bridge to the other side of the veil that I cross. And this particular attribute is the same one, dear one, as healers use. If you are a healer in the room, you will know that I'm right. Your higher self is involved as the bridge of connection to that which is what you would call the other side of the veil, where the perception is gathered to the patient who sits in front of you. This is the process of the reader who understands and trusts his higher self enough to allow it to be the bridge where he can read the quantum energy, even the Akash, of someone in front of him. And so the process that you see here right now is not that unusual. It is not that odd or strange. It is one that all of you have used. Even the one who has come who says, I am not a channeler, I never will be, I'm really not interested, has used it. And you call it intuition. That little spark that will keep you from moving forward instead will push you to the left or right. There's something about the energy and you follow it. Welcome to channeling. For it is the same process that you hear here. Only 23 years ago, my partner agreed that we would put together a bridge and build it together. One that was built with integrity, transparency, accuracy, and the love from the creative source. And when the bridge was finished and done, that he would be comfortable enough to step aside and let it be used for the traffic of information, especially after 2012. We bring things today which we said we would bring, which are difficult. Difficult because they are expanded information, difficult to understand, almost impossible to achieve at the moment. But it's information that will give you insight into what we would expect is next. The things that you will find in what we have called the time capsule. Now, in order for you to understand these things, if you have not heard the messages of the last few weeks, is for me to give a brief review. But I'm not going to do that just yet. Instead, I want to talk about something that happened yesterday. A meteor passed close to the planet. It was not a near miss. It was never intended to be a hit. And so it was known. But this particular meteor actually came into what is called a sweet spot. There was no collisions with any satellites, any manned objects, and you have thousands of them in space. Instead, it passed right into a place where there was nothing at all and passed out again. And there would be those who would say, "What a coinkydinky." And then there would be those on the other side of the veil who said, "You just had a visitor." The visitor was energy. Can you deny for a moment that which happens close to the Earth affects the consciousness of Earth? When I tell you and have to expect a year of full moon, what does that mean to you? For you know the moon is significant in certain cycles for affecting the consciousness of the planet in those cycles. So here comes a smaller body that nearly hits you, but doesn't, because it wasn't supposed to. And you have to know that it comes and goes with a purpose and leaves an energy. We will call it a visitor. And if I were to identify the energy, it wouldn't mean anything to you. But I will tell you, you're going to see more of these kinds of things because it's time. That the energies delivered to the planet right now, all of them being delivered, as this was obviously delivered, is about opening the bigger bridge of the time capsule. And so all I have to say is that when you see these kinds of things occur, look at them differently than just something that took place physically in 3D. Understand that there is a delivery system and it comes in many ways. You already know of the ones that come through known astrology. Even the small body of Chiron makes a difference in the chart. Imagine what this meant to the planet. Imagine the energy that may have been placed upon the crystalline grid from your solar system because it was time. So all we wish to say is congratulate yourselves for being where you are now. Because there was a prophecy at one time that said that when the visitor passed through less than 17,000 miles from the Earth, the prophecy said there would be no humans to feel anything. Quite a prophecy. That's the one you grew up with. I want you to think on that. Because you are here. Not only are you here, you're planting the seeds of an enlightened graduate ascended planet. Seeds that will grow for you to see the next time you're here, for your children to enjoy. Seeds that will develop a consciousness which is confusing to many, but will also bring new science, new systems, new discovery, and better life. These things are going to happen slowly, we said that, dear ones, and they're going to pull upon the time capsule. The last 4 weeks, we have given you many messages about the time capsule. You can call it whatever you wish to. It is an awakening of new inventions, new ideas, new processes, new ways of thinking, a new paradigm. It is a slow examination, you might say, of what was always there. We have given you in the past some of the things to expect from the very crystalline grid of the planet, which knows all things. Brought to you by the Pleiadians, by the way, who set the grid originally and made a quantum energy on the planet that records and plays back human action. We've told you that the grid is changing its linear ways. It's becoming more responsive to compassion events created by joy instead of sorrow. We've told you that even the battlefields of Earth will start to lose the energies they've had of death and sorrow, and that instead other places on the planet will start to grow in energy that will give back to you what you've always wanted. You'll step into the very fields that used to be battlefields and feel the love of Gaia. You'll know that the dirt is alive. You'll start looking at things differently in the system that is before you and understand that humans are the reason for the season. It's all about a reawakening of things that always were. And little by little, you're being awakened to these. If you take a look at what the last 100 years has given you, it has given you just about everything. From 100 years before that, the 30,000 years, it was pretty static. All the inventions that you have, coming right out of the grid in the time capsule, delivered on time to the entire planet at the same time. We talked about a famous inventor the last time. We talked about the way things are given to you as an example to what to expect. We told you that this year is a year of rest. That is not to say that you cannot begin things. It is just to say that it would be better off if you would rest between them. That the energies that you used to fight are now starting to abate. We gave you the example of the muscle builder who holds up the weight for a very long time and then puts it down. And he has to give his muscles time to relax again before he holds another weight. And when he picks up the new weight, it's not going to weigh as much, even though the indicator says the same thing as it did before. Because the energy and the weight itself has started to go away. And so the role of the old soul and the light worker begins to shape itself as the role of one who will bring an ascended energy eventually to the planet and begin to plant seeds you didn't expect. The time capsule is beginning to release things within your own DNA. And last time we spoke, we had you opening doors in the hallway of potentials in your DNA. I would like to tell you of the potentials of 4 more doors that I don't want you to open because it's not time. But I want to tell you what to expect. I'd like to give you the definition of ascension. For when the doors are open, the ones we speak about now, you'll have a human walking around much different than the ones in front of me. Everything I'm about to tell you is doable. Everything I'm about to share with you is what has happened on the other planets when they got to this stage. There is a sameness that the creation of evolution is able to supply you with that lets us know what the energies and the potentials will be as your next step. I give you the history of the Pleiadians, where they went through what you went through. And although the planet was different and although their history was different, I'd like to tell you that their DNA wasn't that much different. And what we've told you before is that when you find life on other places than your own Earth, you're going to find the structure of DNA. And you will know because of what you look at that there is a system of evolution that is the same for the galaxy. That what you have considered to be chance on the planet isn't. It responds to a greater whole. The creative energy coming to you throughout the galaxy has a patterning. It tends to create the same things for the same reasons. There's a lot of people going to be very disappointed in this, because they want to visit another planet and find life with 3 heads, 4 arms, and 14 toes. Instead, you're going to find symmetry. Instead, you're going to find a double helix. Instead, you're going to find some of the same things you find right here for the same reasons. And so it takes the mystique out of the question, what is on other planets? Other planets with intelligent beings, mostly humanoid. There are ones, some, who are not. They also have no divinity in their DNA, and the process of their development has no seeding of purpose. And they're different. And they're harmless. And so I show you the next step, very carefully, what to expect. And I give you the description of enlightened consciousness. 4 doors. And the first one you'll think is easy, but it isn't. I'm going to call it the Never Alone door. When this door is opened, there'll be a whole segment of humanity that starts to understand that they are multiple beings of light. For the Never Alone door, when opened, puts upon you the mantle of truth that even when you look in the mirror and you see one human being, there really are multiples of you. That you are partly on the other side of the veil, you have to be. You do understand that, do you not? Otherwise, the peace of God in you would vanish in its power. Part of you must be on the other side of the veil. Your soul core shares with you in the corporeal way a piece of heaven at the same time. You have to be. The entire soul cannot live in a corporeal human being that's only using 30% of its DNA. You'll start to understand the you on the other side of the veil, never alone. You'll start to look at the you in the mirror and understand the family around you is here. The mystery of death will not be a mystery. For you will feel those who you've loved and they have passed. And for the seniors in here, the parents, no matter what their attitude toward you, at the time of their passing, they know who you are now. and you'll see them. You'll have the conundrum of the Akash, the conundrum of linearity. How can your parents be seen and felt when they are actually back on earth as other souls? Figure that out. It's not that hard. It isn't that hard when you only realize there's only one soul involved in many places. They're on the other side of the veil too. And they may have reincarnated here, but they're there and you'll see them. The never alone door. And you will walk the earth different because of it. With a firm and seated knowledge that your reality is different than it used to be. And that no matter what happens to you, you'll know you're not alone. The most difficult thing for a human being is to get out of linearity. To understand that they exist in several places at the same time, that is completely and totally normal in a multidimensional state, and that the state that you've grown up in, which is 3 or 4D, depending upon how you see it, is limited. But it represents all that was and all that you've been taught. The next door is harder to explain. And when you open it, it's something we'll call completion of purpose. What completion of purpose means is that no matter what is happening in your life, it is well with your soul. That if you're racing toward the wall that you know is going to kill you, it is well with your soul. That you see life itself as an extension of your Akash and you're fine with it. That you have a full understanding of the complexity of having lived before and living again. A completeness of purpose that has no, absolutely no connection with how long you live. There are those who walk around the earth right now who have ascension status. You might even call them monks. And their faces shine like the sun. There's always a number of them. And they don't fit in with society, so you don't find them here. But they're around. Some of them have sequestered themselves with others. Some of them wear robes. In belief systems that you will say you are not in, but you are. And when you sit next to them, you will see the master energy in them. There's always a number of them. The planet, they have to be. It is all part of the accounting system of energy. And if you ask them about their lives and what they are feeling, they will look at you with this blank stare and they'll say, "Which lifetime do you mean?" And they will be accurate because they are looking at their lives as multiple. And they are not measuring the years of their life on the planet or their heartbeats. They are seeing themselves as a soul that is forever. Completeness of purpose. This is ascended thought. And it's a door in your DNA at yet to be opened. When these doors are open, dear ones, they open slowly. They don't fly open and you suddenly change. You grow into them. You learn into them. It may take you a decade to even know they exist, much less open the door. But you will open the door. Every graduate planet goes through this. The old energy represented by the seniors on Earth, who you know will never change, and you're right, will eventually die out because they will. And so there is an old guard, an entire wave of them that you'll simply have to wait for to leave. And they will. And you have to know that when they come back, dear ones, they're going to be born into an energy where the DNA is shaped differently, and they will not have the old energy they were carried back in here. Just so you know. And that is the promise of the future, that human nature itself is morphing and will be different. And we've told you this before. This is not new. The doors are. The future contains hope because of the cycle of life. The old energy captured by old consciousness, worshipped by old consciousness, invested with old consciousness, will eventually die. And when it is reborn with the same soul groups, there will be a breath of fresh air as they come in and learn what you know, old soul. It is the old soul's job to know these things and to water the seeds that have always been in your DNA. The third door is one of the most difficult. How do I explain this? It is where the human being can take three steps backwards for everything they have ever been taught and look at all things around them without any bias at all. And see clearly what is real, what is not real. What is accurate, what is not accurate. What kind of a human being do you know could step out of a belief system that was ingrained in them from birth and decide those kinds of things? I'll tell you, it's a human who opens that door. To start to evaluate God. What is it? Who is it? Is it like I was told or not? Is it bigger? Yes. Much. Is it different? Yes. Much. Is it singular? No. It is a piece of everything in the universe. The very term creative source, used lightly by many, is the description of the greatest source in the universe at the center of every galaxy, but a few, mostly in spiral galaxies, for they are the ones that support mostly dual suns, allowing for the development of what you have here, which is the enhancement of the love of God. And you'd be able to see it. You take three steps back and say, is everything I've been told accurate? I'll tell you how hard that is for a human being to do, because you have to put aside everything you've ever been taught. By your friends, by your parents, by those around you, with the organizations around you. Do you realize that that is the definition of an ascended mind? Who can put aside the engrams of memory, the grooves that have been created in your brain for what you think is real and not real, to create a zero point, a null zone, where your logic can come forward and look at everything as it is and not what you were taught it is? That is really a special door. And the reason it is so special is because it does not require a human being to die and come back before they see what's really there. The ability to change, almost be reborn, if you want, into a higher consciousness while remaining on the planet. You know why we give you this and why we tell you that door exists? Because you're about to have life extension. And we won't want you to live another 100 years with what you believe you were taught from. You must have the ability to do what human beings are not known for. An unbiased view of all that is, so that you can really take a look at the hand that's always been stretched out of your higher self that's come through the door, and you can start to list the attributes that you were never told were there. Number one, it's you. Number two, it's beautiful beyond belief. Number three, it has nothing to do with victimization. Number four, its hand is out because it wants you. Number five, it represents all that is knowledge, wisdom. And it wants to take your hand. That's ascension. And the final door. And we close with this. We've covered before, but not in this way. And I'll call it ancient remembrance. Old souls, you're your own ancestors, and in the beginning, you knew more than you know now. In the beginning, you even had DNA, which functioned at a higher percentage than now. The Earth has gone through phases of time fractals where you destroyed yourselves. And you didn't do it through atomic bombs, and you didn't do it through all the other things that your science fiction would say. You did it in cooperation with Gaia. And you went to a low consciousness where nothing was happening, and Gaia allowed the pandemic to wipe you out. Did you know that? It's almost like you targeted your own demise for the way you were thinking. And when you came back, and it didn't work again, the same thing happened. Plagues. I don't know if you know how cooperative Gaia is in this process. This is the fifth time around. You knew more back then than you know now. Only this time, Gaia is looking at things differently, because now you have signaled to the center of the galaxy, to the center of the Earth, to the crystalline grid, to the very essence of Gaia itself, you are staying. And your intention is to build a planet like it's never been before. There are those who will hear my words and will argue with this. And they will say that human nature is human nature, and just wait, they say, we're going to do it all again. Just wait, they'll say, you're going to war again, you're going to start over again, there's no hope. And when you see that, I want you to know what it is. It comes from a consciousness, you're just waiting to die. Because that is the old way. And you're not going to change their minds. Because it's fear-based and it will etch itself. They're not old souls either. They're new. And all they know is what they've seen in the last couple of hundred years. They've not gone through what you've gone through. They don't have the wisdom of the ages like you do. Ancient remembrance. When you open that door, dear ones, you're going to begin to see the Akash. An understanding that you have the wisdom of all things, and slowly it will be given to you. You will claim your own history. You will see that which is in you clearer. You will relax and have no ego. For when you know all things, there's no reason to validate any of them. You just know them. You're quiet with it. Do you know that's the attribute of wisdom? Quietness. Why do you have to shout from the rooftops who you are? when at the core of your soul you already know. And these are the things we wanted to tell you to look forward to this day. This is the reality we see, the doors to be opened yet. And it's going to be a while. But we wanted to show you what is there. We wanted to tell you that it is hand in hand with some of your science. For the first time, we will tell you that down the line, a university like this one will not have separate buildings for life science and physics. They'll have one building and they'll call it consciousness. And it'll include all of them. You have to. Because eventually, when you think the static sciences are discovered to have consciousness, you're going to have to reevaluate everything. And that's going to happen. There are mammals right now on this planet who are laughing. Because they know you're going to discover what they've got. And so we will laugh with them as they swim in the oceans. Many of them with smiles on their face. And they say, wait till you find out what's inside us. And that's enough for now. Blessed is the human being who cares enough about what's going to happen to take any of these things seriously. To walk out of the room differently because of it. And know that this was the truth. And you can feel it because you expected it. And so it is.